And Alex said, "Let there be light." Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Pop Talks. We missed last week because I got my legs transplanted. So,
oh my goodness, you're so dramatic.
Yeah, my right leg is now my left leg, and my left leg's now my right leg. Kind of like how you rotate tires.
You've actually missed 2 weeks, Alec.
That's why. I had my legs rotated like tires.
No. False. Where's the wrong button?
Wait. I don't know. You had me make a whole soundboard.
I'm aware.
And told me to put like 2 sound effects on there and have yet to put anything else on it. It's not on Jackie. There's a whole podcast soundboard that you are neglecting to use. Cool. You found the wrong buzzer, which is on the wrong B bar.
Yeah, it's on my B-bar now because I wanted to use it. Wait, maybe I'll start getting fancy and actually using sound effects for once.
Well, yeah, you just got to tell me which ones you want to put on there. And I'll get them all on the actual podcast B-bar.
Listen, I forget about it. And then when we're recording the podcast, I remember. And then we stop recording the podcast. And then I forget again.
Dude. Anyway, today's episode, we're going to play a little game. Why did the record scratch fit into that section? It didn't.
Yes, it definitely did.
Anyway, I have a couple headlines. And some are real, some are fake. You have to tell me if they are real or if they are fake. If they are real, I will read you the story and we'll talk about the headline.
Okay.
If they're fake, then we'll just probably move on because they're not real. And they never actually happened.
Oh, goodness.
All right. The first headline I have. A couple pays a gym to let them work out naked.
My answer is that's fake.
Well, you are wrong. It is real. That is a real headline.
I don't like that that's real.
Yeah. So a polyamorous couple is making gym time extra spicy by pumping iron in the nude, claiming that it is a form of intimacy and some other word Alec can't pronounce because he's dyslexic. But I think that's beyond normal. With a billboard preaching free love in Times Square, the couple isn't afraid to flaunt their lifestyle around anywhere. A video that they shared on Instagram shows their workout routine together. What are your thoughts on that?
That I don't like this and I think we should move on. And I hate that this is the first story that you chose for this game.
Yep. They say that exercising naked burns more calories and our marriage has gotten stronger after we decided to live our lives freely. Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that. I
just didn't need to know that.
I hope if they're doing this, they're at least renting the gym out entirely and not forcing others to be there and do their workouts while they're naked. You know, like if that's something you're into, go for it. I think you should be doing it at a home gym, personally. But if you're going to go to a public gym, or even if it's a private gym that you pay a membership to, rent the whole thing out and have it close for the hour and a half, 2 hours that you're going to be there working out.
I really hope they're not doing that at a public gym, period.
Yeah, could you imagine Planet Fitness? That would be very uncomfortable.
Like, I don't like the idea of people using equipment at a gym that's public with no clothes on.
Correct.
So, yeah. And again, I didn't need to know that.
Yep, well, it's real and it happens.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, well, anyway, our next headline. Scientists grow the first glitter apple with sparkles that are silver freckled all around it. Is that real or fake?
I'm gonna guess. Fake.
Correct. It is okay. Fake. That is not a real headline. And I don't think I would eat an apple that has silver sparkles freckled all over it.
Well, I paused because I know that there is like edible glitter. Like I knew that was a thing. So that's why I wasn't 100% sure if that could actually be real. But I figured that'd be difficult to get something to like grow with the edible glitter, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Like you can put edible glitter in a drink, but I didn't think you could get like an apple to grow with it. Yeah. It, you know,
I don't know. Science is crazy. They can do anything. They're almost bringing back woolly mammoths.
Okay, don't even get me started on that. That drives me nuts.
Drives me nuts that it's being done in Texas when mammoths are native to Arctic temperatures. Maybe if the people living in Arctic temperatures in Canada and Alaska and Russia aren't bringing mammoths back, I think there's a reason. So maybe people in Texas should knock it off.
Not only that, but like, why? Like, for what good reason do you need to be doing that? It feels unnecessary. I don't like it. And also, you know, we've got larger issues going on, but this is what we're going to spend our time and money on. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, make it make sense, people.
Well, you know, sometimes things don't make sense.
I know.
Anyway, our next headline. A man goes viral for showing off his pet mouse that lives in his beard.
Honestly, with the way the internet is anymore, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
It might be true, but the headline is fake. There is no confirmation of this occurrence actually being real. Does it happen somewhere? Possibly. I don't know. Nobody's gone viral for it, though.
Okay.
Next, people are lining up at bakeries for the latest treat trend called crookies.
What is that supposed to even be?
Is it real or fake?
Well, two in a row have been fake, so my sneaky suspicion is that this one is true, just because.
It is true. Confirmed. It is a real thing. In the bustling world of pastries, there is a new belly bomb on the block, stealing hearts and taste buds. Meet the crookie. I don't know who writes all of this stuff off of our prep site, but it is sometimes worded very well. It is a French take on a cookie where they are mixing cookies with croissants.
Croissant.
Yeah. It's inspired by the French fusion of baking and pastry. Croissant mixed with a cookie. It probably tastes pretty good.
I don't know why, but it's making me think of like a criminal, like a crook. You know? Oh. Isn't crook a word for a criminal?
Yeah. Stealing cookies is a crookie.
A crookie is someone who steals cookies. Oh my goodness. Not really, but that's,
no, they're called cookie monsters. Cookie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Anyway, next, a female bartender makes big bucks serving slaps with shots.
I'd believe it.
It is real. That is a real headline.
It reminds me of those restaurants where like they insult you the whole time. Yeah. I don't know what those are called, but...
So the bartender serves her signature hurricane shots for $30 each. That's a lot. Which features a drink and a show of sorts. Participants take the shot glass held in the bartender's mouth. Then they receive a pitcher of water poured on them along with a full-on smack up the side of the head. I would not pay $30 for that.
Yeah, why would you pay $30 to be slapped?
I don't know, but she sells 150 to 200 of these shots a night, which end up netting her about $6,000 nightly.
Well, I believe it, because like, let's think about this for a second. If you're at a bar and, you know, a bunch of drunk people see this happen and they find out, oh, you can just pay a mere $30, they'll probably do it.
Yeah, her most lucrative time period is during spring break, seeing as she's a bartender in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, well, and I can totally imagine a bunch of college dudes being like, yeah, here's $30.
That sounds like such a frat bro thing.
Yeah, you can't join the frat unless you go to this one bar and get slapped by this one bartender.
Yeah, exactly. That's your rush thing. Right? Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know.
Rushing?
I think. I never really understood all that Greek life stuff. I didn't like it, so I just ignored it.
Yeah. Next, we have that the latest fitness craze focuses on getting rid of forehead fat. Is that real or fake? The latest fitness craze focuses on getting rid of forehead fat.
See, this is another one where, like, I could so see this article existing.
But does it?
I'm really thinking about my answer here. Hold up. I'm going to guess it's false, but part of me thinks it could possibly be true.
It is fake.
Okay.
Nope. I don't even know what kind of exercise you could even attempt to focus on your forehead. eyebrow raises.
See, that's what I figured.
So someone's just sitting there like going crazy with the eyebrows.
Yeah. Like that, or it would, like, I don't know, maybe it would suggest like you using like a gua sha to like massage your forehead.
Maybe it.
I don't know how that would.
Maybe
help.
It would require you to get your eyebrows pierced so you can attach weights to, like, you know, strengthen the muscles in your forehead.
If anything, wouldn't that like pull your forehead down?
I don't know. I'm trying to think here. I feel like it could mess up some facial features if you attach weights to your eyebrows over time.
Over time, depending on how heavy that weight is, yeah. That's like an immediate problem.
45. Four sets of 10, 45-pound eyebrow raises. Oh, my God. That could rip I would rip right out.
That's what I was saying. I was about to say, I was like, I imagine, like, you having, like, eyebrow piercings, and you, like, trying to hook weights onto them, and they just immediately get ripped out of your eyebrows.
I could see that being a thing. But then again, Chris Angel fish hooked his back to a helicopter, and he flew around.
Ooh, don't stop. My back hurts just thinking about that. That makes me so uncomfortable.
Chris Angel did some weird stuff. I used to love that show. I think it was on like MTV or Spike TV.
Oh,
Chris Angel, Mind Freak. Do you know who that is?
I think so. Like, I can't picture him,
but
I've heard of
him. He was a street magician who did all this like gross, gory, weird stuff. It was cool. Next, I have Cadbury Velveeta are teaming up for cheese-filled chocolate Easter eggs this year. Cadbury and Velveeta are teaming up for a cheese-filled chocolate Easter egg.
This is another one I really got to think about, because I would not be surprised if this is true, but that sounds absolutely disgusting. I don't know. Would you eat that?
I would not eat that at all. That would not be something that I eat. I don't eat Cadbury cream eggs to begin with. I think they're gross.
I also don't eat those. There's like the mini ones that are just chocolate. Those ones aren't bad.
No.
But they don't have that weird filling.
Yeah, I don't like the filling.
I'm going to guess it's not real.
It is not real.
Okay.
You are correct. It is not real. I think that would be very sickening.
I'm like thinking about this way too much.
Cheese and chocolate.
I really want to get this correct.
Cheese and chocolate, I don't think is a good combo.
But again, like watch, you know, in a couple of years. Can you imagine if this collab actually happens?
Yeah, I think it'd be nasty. And people would probably love it.
I feel like it'd be one of those things that people would buy just because they want to know what it tastes like.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Like how we bought the outer space flavored Coke. Like, wasn't that the flavor? It was like it was supposed to taste like outer space or something.
No, I don't think you tried the space flavor. I think you tried was it like the AI one?
I don't remember. Either way, there was like some weird Coke flavor that we brought in here and we tried it one day and it was nasty.
I think I tried space flavor like a long time ago.
Because
I think
sure.
I got it at Cheats.
Yeah, or like the ranch ice cream.
Yeah, I never tried that, but I don't really like ranch.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
I also don't think I saw it anywhere either.
But yeah, I definitely think people would end up buying it just to try it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, do I think anyone would like it? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there.
Probably.
But I think you tried the Coca-Cola Y3000.
Yes, that was the one I tried.
It was the flavor created with the help of artificial intelligence.
You're correct. That is what we tried. And next we have a realtor accidentally burns down a property before the open house.
I'm going to guess that one's true.
That is true. A realtor did accidentally. You just hit the record scratch in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Why is that fitting there? How is a record scratch fit? How? Explain.
It's to make things more dramatic, you know?
I don't think that means more. Probably like a correct ding would be more fitting.
Well, I don't have a correct ding.
We might if you were on the podcast B bar.
You keep saying B bar, and I'm sure nobody listening to this knows what that is.
It doesn't matter if they know what that is. You know what it is, and you're the one controlling it.
Oh,
anyway,
well.
A realtor did accidentally burn down the house before the open house. It did happen. Anyway, stop. A real estate agent in Sydney, Australia, accidentally set fire to a multi-million dollar property while prepping for an open house, leading to over $555,000 in damages.
That's rough.
The house was worth $2 million and its contents were all destroyed, leading to the owner and renters suing this real estate company. Oh my. Flames broke out after the agent tossed some sheets on top of a light, causing over $500,000 in damage. So the light heated up the sheets and the sheets caught fire and this house burnt to the ground.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but she did it. And I think that's absolutely wild. And we're going to burn down this house before the open house while we try to sell this multi-million dollar home. That's a lot of money. $2 million home.
Yeah.
Is now gone because she put a sheet on a light. She probably didn't think that the sheet on the light would cause a fire, I would assume.
But again, what was the purpose of putting a sheet on the light? Why was that necessary?
Mood lighting, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what would cause someone to put a sheet over a light in a room.
People these days.
Yeah, I'm confused on that one.
Oh, well.
Either way.
Well, this was interesting.
$2 million down the drain because homegirl wanted to set the mood, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, this has been real or fake headlines. They have all sounded really fake to me, and I'm very surprised some of these are actually real. Maybe we'll revisit this with some additional ones that I collect over some unspecified period of time.
Maybe I just see weird articles because some of these headlines did not surprise me that they were real.
Well, yeah, I am looking for weird stuff all the time because I think it's more fun to talk about. Weird news. Oh my God.
That time, I don't think it fit.
I don't think it hit the record scratch. Anywhere
button,
you put it in this episode.
I think it's going to make the episode more dramatic and more exciting.
Oh my.
You know, you'll have to let us know if you liked my addition of sound effects and if I should get more.
I don't want more.
After this episode, I definitely do. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Make sure you tune into all of the old episodes wherever you're listening to this episode. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. Is that from a musical?
Yes. Okay. I think it's Chicago.
Chi-town. Anyway, goodbye. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully it's a beautiful day whenever you're listening to this.
Bye.
Dude.